Cassie Peters, Nick Kotlinski, and Kyle Gowdy of Coat Party. Thank you all very much for joining us here at Lawrence.com. Really appreciate it, especially the day after the momentous KU game last night. Who else here is hungover? I am.
Everyone.
Yeah. I am really dragging right now, which is probably going to reflect in the podcast. So, very lucky audience out there. Describe the difference between your guys' live shows and your studio recordings, because it seems like at least your earlier stuff isn't quite reflected in your live performances. Mm-hmm. What would you say is, or is there a difference anymore? Are you trying to make a more the sound that sounds more like your live performances in the studio? What's the evolution of the Coat Party sound right now?
Well, I mean, really, the only thing we ever really recorded was basically our live set. It was every song that we had at the time. And then a lot of the other stuff we do at home. And I don't know. There's not really an attempt to recreate anything. They're two separate things. I mean, there's like a whole visual aspect to live music that is really important for us, at least. So, like, you know, I think it's a little bit of compensation for that on the studio recordings.
Yeah, I think that the electronic sort of sound that was the beginning of Coat Party, we've tried to, like, include in releases rather than, like, live, because we find that people really enjoy, like, listening at home or, like, at a party, like, our electronic songs. But live, like, for us to be more engaged with people, it's easier and more fun to play the other, like, more...
Yeah, the live stuff is our recordings, too. There's no difference, really. We add other instruments just to layer it, but it's pretty much the same thing. We set up some mics, we play our songs as loud as possible.
Yeah, I mean, so, plus, I think it's bullshit to, like, you know, press a play button and then jump around. You know, like, if we were to play our electronic stuff, there's no way to recreate it with, like, I don't have, like, four synthesizers and shit, so, like, it's all on a computer, and there's no way for me to play it live. It would be a total sham, and I would...
Which you've done.
I did it once.
You've been called out on the podcast.
We'll call that DJing.
You wear different hats.
Yeah.
There's the DJ hat, and then there's the Coat Party hat.
No, I just turn it backwards.
Ooh! Sets. They've developed quite a following and a reputation for being pretty badass. Do you guys always, when I saw you at the Jackpot last, you were down on the floor rather than up on the stage. Is that something that you generally try to do? Is that a conscious decision, or is it just easier to set up on the floor?
It's awesome. It's
it's cool. It makes it a lot more fun for us, and that's what's most important. usually we show up and we're probably the least complainy band that exists. Basically the sound guy tells us what we're doing and we do it.
And luckily the people at the jackpot have been really nice, and they just let us do whatever we want about setting up, because they just want us to have fun, and they want to have fun. Other places aren't so nice, but we still have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit of extra work to play down there, because they have to, you know, throw cables down onto the floor. So, I mean, if we were playing a big show, we'd probably end up being on the stage just because all the mics and stuff are set up. But I think that playing on the floor is really important for, you know, like the crowd aspect. It's just more energy, and you're right there, and you can like touch the people. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, to that, Cassie, when you and Allison are jumping around, just ping ponging off of one another, is there ever any fear that there's going to be a collision, or that the audience will actually touch you?
It's happened before. Sometimes it's pleasant and like really fun, and other times you might get injured, but it's worth the risk. And I'd say it's more fun to have people possibly injuring each other than standing very far away from us.
So. Has there ever been anybody like actually fuck up your equipment when you're down there, like trip over some cables or knock something loose?
Oh yeah, no. Well, we played a house show in Kansas City, and I think my amps got unplugged like 4 times.
Yeah, that's the best example. And they knocked this kid who's causing all the trouble. Actually, knocked Allison over into the drums, and she landed on the cymbal, and it was.
Yeah, that guy is an asshole. He has a big fro, and he wears a stupid scarf,
and I think a leather jacket too.
Yeah, he wears. He goes to the Art Institute. He's a total dick. If you see him, flip him off for real,
or punch him or something.
Yeah, actually harm his body. He has fucked up. Like, even like, I'll go to see shows, and he'll be there, and I'll get pissed off.
He's injured me when I'm in the crowd.
And really?
Not on. I mean, just by, you know, being larger than me and falling over on me a lot. Yeah.
Anyway.
to a more positive aspect of the Cope Party live shows. It is very high energy, and it is reflected in the crowd, and sometimes they get a bit too excitable. But is this something that you guys have, I won't say that you've... prefabricated, but is this something that the live show, is it something that you've worked on, or is it something that just happens organically? Like, do you have like a mission or like a stage show in mind when you perform?
No. Okay. No, I mean, like, really everything that we do, it just kind of we just go with whatever we do, basically. So I mean, I don't even know the last time that we had practiced before we played our last show. I mean, it works out, I guess.
In our first show, we did not know what to expect. We didn't know if people were going to like us. People were dancing. So
yeah, people just automatically. Three, but they were dancing.
Yeah, there's...
what is the history of the band? How did you guys actually come together as a unit?
Well, Nick...
That, okay, Kyle was making really dorky songs on his computer, so I put it. They were really good, but they were like just self-recordings beats and guitar, yeah. And he added Allison on vocals, and then we started messing around, because we had been in a band previous without instruments. It was all electronic, but then we just started playing drums and bass. We just wanted to start a simple band.
Yeah, we wanted to do, like, dance punk, just, like, we were like, yeah, let's make a band, we can be a party band. We can play at parties, basically.
Yeah.
And so we were like, do the disco beat, get the bass line going, and some vocals.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And then Cassie came in later. She was the fourth member. And that was a good addition, too.
And you all lived happily ever after. Is there a mission statement to Cope Party? Give a manifesto.
Yeah.
Cope Party is going to burn your fucking house down. That's it.
Perfect.
Oh,
When are you guys performing next? And where? Or if you have that lined up?
Yeah, no. In August. That Allison will be back in August, and then we plan to play just as many shows as we were doing before. We might even go on tour or something if we feel like it.
And Allison is overseas right now? Is that what it is?
Yeah, she's in Japan.
Ah. Is she on sabbatical? Is she like in a monastery right now, like preparing for the Coat Party tour, just like getting into that Zen headspace?
She's going to school.
That's not exciting. I read a review of one of your live shows by Brad Shanks of Blood on the Wall, and said that you guys never smile when you perform. Is that just scurrilous trash talk, or is it true? Do you guys ever actually smile?
No, he's making us sound hard.
That is totally not trash talk. That
it's true.
The fact that Allison and Cassie do not smile was pretty fucking awesome. It's
I never thought about it.
Pat Benatar.
You never smile.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Pat Benatar smile?
No.
Exactly.
Isn't it even when Love's a Battlefield?
Well, it's a battle. You're not going to smile when it's a battle.
Yeah.
I smile when I mess up.
Now, maybe the Bengals smile, but, fuck the Bengals.
Yeah, who remembers the Bengals?
Exactly. Walk like an Egyptian.
Hey, that song got banned. Did you hear about that?
What?
It got banned. You can't play it on
You
the
can't
radio.
Play Walk Like an Egyptian.
Apparently.
Anymore.
That's what Grant said.
Oh, because it's offensive?
Yeah, or something. Like, yeah. After the whole...
It's offensive to Egyptians.
Yeah, because...
It's offensive to ancient Egyptians.
Yeah.
You guys worked with J. Ashley Miller from Shun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that process? Like, did he bring some Shun elements into the recording? Like, more pop elements and maybe some street jizz layered over it?
I don't... He didn't have, like, a lot of influence. Like, we knew what we wanted to do. But I could definitely tell that when, like, we added keyboards on songs, he got into that. Yeah. That was when he stopped being bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you started playing that key, try this sound.
And then add that key.
And he brought in the, he gave me a really distorted microphone for Sabretooth.
Yeah.
For gingivitis. He gave me a distorted microphone to bang on my drum with, and it added a heavier sound.
Yeah, no, he did a really good job recording us.
And he had a lot of, like, instruments we could use if we wanted to, which we did. So that was nice, because we don't have a lot of different instruments.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a good atmosphere overall. Like, he gave us some raw eggs and ginger.
Raw eggs
and
ginger?
Yeah, we got fed.
Can you get a disease from eating that?
I don't think...
Is that dangerous?
I mean, we were supposed to cook them.
Yeah.
But you just had to be all rocky and just drink it straight up.
Yeah, we put it in cups.
And finally, and perhaps most importantly, do you think Kansas is going to be able to pull it off against Memphis on Monday night?
Yeah, after the game last night, I definitely... Yes.
I don't know. I did drink a lot last night, but I don't
see. That's the, even if you're not a sports fan, that's the one thing everybody can agree on.
It didn't have to do with the game.
I was going to get drunk anyway.
Yeah.
I had today off.
You got drunk, walked outside. Why is there a riot going on?
Yeah.
I'll join them.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Well, cool. Coat Party. Kyle Gowdy, Nick Kotlinski, and Cassie Peters, thank you so much for joining us at Lawrence.com. We really do appreciate it, and we look forward to when your expatriate fourth member comes back from overseas that you start performing again. Many thanks.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks.
What to do?